Hello, and welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast. I am Tanya Richard, Project Director here at Innovation Forum. With me here, I have Cindy Rhodes, who is the founder and CEO at Worn Again Technologies, a polymer recycling innovator. Welcome to the podcast, Cindy.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you.
Cindy, why don't you kick things off by telling us a little bit more about what Worn Again does?
We are a polymer recycling technology innovation company. We set out to tackle the global problem of textile waste. Over 50 million tons of textiles go to the landfill every year. And that is a problem we set out to overcome over 10 years ago. And more recently, with the technology that we have been developing over the last 7 years. And a quick overview of the technology itself. We've developed a process that's able to take in polyester and cotton textiles, both pure and blends. And we are able to separate out, we're separating the fibers, the polyester and the cotton. We're able to decontaminate the raw materials, separating out dyes, finishes, all the things that go into textile production, to be able to recapture the raw materials, the polyester and the cellulose from cotton, to go back into the textile supply chain as new virgin equivalent raw materials.
So you mentioned the waste issue. So speaking of this immense waste issue in the apparel industry, more than 25% of all manufactured fiber actually flows out of the textile supply chain as pre-consumer leftovers from garment production. So I was just wondering, where have you sourced your fabrics from and where do you source them now? And why have you decided on these sources?
Our process can deal with any polyester and or cotton. It doesn't matter where it comes from. The feedstock, what we call feedstock, is quite key to the process. So when we set out to tackle this problem, we were looking at end of use consumer wear because that's a huge problem. But you're absolutely right. A very high volume of manufacturing waste is also produced. We don't care where it comes from. If it can no longer be reused as textiles, we want to be able to take it back into our process and recapture those valuable raw materials and prevent the use of virgin resources. And just to clarify, so we are still in the development phase. We are reaching the commercialization phase of developments where we will be building a first plant and multiple plants from there. But we're still a couple years away from market. And until then, it's all about the development and getting the technology optimized to the point where we can accelerate from a first plant onwards from there.
Then overall, what do you see as the primary benefits of your technology in this process?
The challenge of textiles waste is massive. It's global. There is a reason why less than 1% of end-of-use textiles go back into making new textiles today. And the reason for this, there's two big challenges. The current methods for recycling textiles, primarily mechanical, are limited in two ways. They're unable to strip out the dyes, the other contaminants that went into the textiles at the very beginning. And they're also unable to separate blended fibers. So once you've mixed together polyester and cotton into a textile, it's virtually impossible separating them using today's methods. So benefit number one of our process is we're able to separate blended fibers. We're able to decontaminate the raw materials, separate out dyes, finishes, all the stuff that you don't want going back into the supply chain at the beginning. The other kind of major benefit is that with a technology like ours, which is commonly called chemical recycling as opposed to mechanical recycling, the key benefit is that it will actually enable the industry to go circular. It's the missing link. Yes, you can have reuse, you can have leasing models, you can design clothes to last longer, but ultimately when those materials are no longer usable as clothing, we want to prevent them from being downcycled and going into landfill. We want to recapture those raw materials and get them back into the supply chain. We have enough resources and enough end-of-use textiles and plastic bottles, that's also polyester, around the world today to satisfy our annual demand for new raw materials. So all we need to do is recapture them.
Following up on that, to what extent then do you think that this circularity, the circular supply chain, is possible in the textiles industry?
It depends how you define circular. I mean, for us, it's about a world where the raw materials that go into clothing captured and restored and up to virgin equivalent. So they can be part of the continual cycle again and again and again. Reuse is part of that. there are multiple facets to circularity. But when you're talking about the raw materials, the key aspect of that today is ensuring that they stay in circulation. So rather than throwing it into the bin, we need consumers to get those textiles back into collection systems, whether it's at a charity, a textile bank, wherever or whoever is doing textile collection. As long as that's happening, we can divert those textiles from landfill, we can recapture the raw materials and make a circular future. But it's going to take everyone. There's not just one technology that will enable it. There's not just one brand. It's a fully joined up effort by the brands, the retailers, to communicate to consumers, to educate, to say this garment should never go into landfill, should never get thrown away. Make sure you return it, whether it's in store, whether it's collection banks. There's end of use collectors, there's local authorities. Everyone has to play a part in keeping those resources in circulation. Eventually, they come to a technology like ours, reprocess them, and then we just link back into the supply chain as currently happens today. It sounds complicated, but actually all we're doing is replacing the inputs into our textiles with existing textiles.
So you've mentioned that stripping contaminants and separating blended fabrics were a main challenge that you saw within the space. Could you elaborate a bit more about the main challenges that you faced and how you've overcome them?
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a roller coaster of a road. We're now in year 7 of a technology that, from what I'm told, taking a new idea or a new concept like this from lab scale to industrial scale or a first plant on average takes around 10 years, which is a very long time. So finding investors at the beginning that believe in that long road is very, very difficult to find. The technology challenges themselves, strangely enough, have been easy enough to overcome. One thing doesn't work, we go down another road. The real, real challenge for us has been getting that long-term financial approach and support that you need for something like this. And so one of the ways we've tackled that is by identifying the organizations that also want to see this solution happen. We partnered up with H&M very early on in our developments. They've been a long-term supporter. We've worked with Kering and their brand Puma in the early years as well. And we've now partnered with additional investors, as well as our new chemical engineering partner, Sulzer Chemtech. So really finding those companies out there that really see legs in it and want to be a part of making it happen. The world of VCs, private equity, much, much more difficult. We couldn't find the interest because most VCs want to see a return very early on. And when you've got a long-term development plan, it's just not of interest.
So it is no secret that the major environmental costs of plastic pollution have taken a major center stage this past year. However, while the apparel industry hasn't been mentioned all too much in this discourse, it is, of course, still a major contributor to the issue. So could you maybe elaborate a bit more about how and where your technology sits within the plastics debate and how does it contribute as a solution?
Half of our process deals with polyester in textiles, which is a plastic. PET is a polymer. And it's definitely, in terms of bottles and textiles, the growing plastics problem is a big one, and it's multifaceted. Some people think let's ban plastic altogether. Our view is that we've already put the energy into drilling for oil and producing all of this plastic. We have it. It's above ground. Let's find a way to recycle it, to keep it in continual circulation. The challenges are multifaceted, certainly around bottles. You get a lot of bottles going out to sea, into the oceans, directly, indirectly. We're getting microfibers through our laundry and washing machines going into the rivers and water streams. It's a tricky one with polyester. So we sit a couple steps back in that supply chain before the microfibers. We are able to recapture polymers from existing textiles, bring them back up to virgin equivalent, which then go back into fiber and textiles all over again. The problem with microfibers is it happens primarily during consumer use, during washing, where small parts of the polymer chain will break off and end up in the water system. While our technology can't directly deal with the challenge, there are complementary ones that we absolutely need to be looking at around filtering our wastewater systems, new innovations in textile design, fiber design, that might be able to deal with the issue. It's not directly a part of our technology, but we're absolutely looking and wanting to be part of other solutions that are in development.
You mentioned the issue of microfibers. We ran a conference on apparel and sustainability within the apparel industry earlier this year, which you spoke at. And it was hard to find apparel brands that wanted to speak on the session focused around microfiber pollution. Do you see a change in the space where the apparel industry is stepping up and further also joining the fight on plastic pollution?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's probably a reticence around it for a couple of reasons. Primarily because it's really become an issue on people's radar quite recently, and it's grown in momentum even just in the past year. So I think there's a lot of unknowns, and companies are wanting to understand more about the problem. There's a lot more research happening around it to identify the source of the problem, the source of the problems, and how it can be tackled. So I think there's definitely a growing interest and a focus on it with a lot more research happening. I'm involved in Textile Exchange's RPET working group, and it's come up as a major issue in that group. And we know that there are other similar types of groups also, focusing on the issue and wanting to find out how it can be tackled in the future. But I definitely think it's not being ignored. People are concerned and wanting to understand how to go about. But again, just like creating circularity, it's going to take multiple stakeholders working together to find a solution to it. And I think there's still a long road to go on finding that solution.
It'll be very interesting to see how this will all develop in the next months and years.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because polyester, has since taken over cotton as the most popular fiber being used in textile production. So it's so prevalent in all of our production that to simply ban it is not very realistic. So tackling the problem and finding ways to deal with it, I think, is where we need to focus energies.
So Cindy, to wrap up, where do you see this going into the future? What do you see as the potentials of your process in One Again?
We're very excited about the future of circularity. It's a space that 7 years ago, when we started out with the technology, there was very little discussion, and the word circular was not used very broadly or widely. And now it's everywhere. The industry is talking about it, wanting to achieve it. How do we do it? How do we get there? And the doors have really opened up in terms of our vision and being able to bring a technology like this to market. Our goal is, as soon as we have completed developments and we have the blueprint for a production plant, we will build that first production plant and we will scale as quickly as possible around the world. Our goal is to overtake the use of virgin resources. And so we need as many partners, producers, plant operators, all on board, wanting to be part of that solution. We also want to see the brands really getting involved in the technology that can enable circularity, to get involved, to back these technologies, and to be a part of making it happen, because it's their market demand that's going to drive and accelerate the shift, showing the investment world, showing the raw material producers that this isn't just a fad, it's a long-term ambition, and everyone needs to get on board to make it happen.
Great, Cindy. Well, thank you very much for joining me today on this podcast.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you, Tanya.